بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، what we wanted to do today was work through a particular majlis wherein الشيخ محمد بن صالح الحثيمين رحمه الله تعالى he discussed the fadl of al-ashr al-akhira min Ramadan, the last 10 nights, 10 days of Ramadan, due to the time that we find ourselves in, the last 10 days, no doubt a blessed time, the month in general, and then more specifically these last 10 nights. And as we mentioned previously, last week I believe, we mentioned the hadith, the hadith wherein Jibreel alayhi salam, he came and he made dua for the one who is not forgiven in Ramadan. And that is why the Salaf they would say, "Mata yugfar lahu man la yugfar man la yugfar lahu fi Ramadan." When will he be forgiven? The one who is not forgiven in Ramadan. Indeed, we see ourselves those who they only know Ramadan, they only know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within Ramadan. As soon as Ramadan is over, then they turn back to how they were previously, a life of disobedience, a life of neglect. And we find that they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the Salaf likewise they would say, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانَ. What an evil people, those who don't know Allah except for in Ramadan. And reflect also on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein he mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنَتْ تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنَتْ تَقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, fear Allah, and let each soul look to that which it has put forward for tomorrow. No doubt that this month is a month of reflection. A person, he sees around him, he sees the believers, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this month by way of an increase in iman for those who take advantage of this month, that he sees around him, he sees the believers increase in iman, so it causes him to increase in iman. But unfortunately, as we said, the people, many of them, they turn back to that life of disobedience and neglect as soon as Ramadan finishes. And so they were people of iman and taqwa within this month, and يعني by way of muhasaba, and then bringing themselves to account within this month. But as soon as this month is over, then back to normal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions immediately after this verse, he says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Do not be like those who forgot Allah. Those who forgot Allah, and so He caused them to forget themselves. And so here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us from being from those who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we don't want to be of those who as soon as this month has come to an end, then that taqwa is no longer there. This hirs and this zeal that we have for increasing in actions of worship, that is no longer there. But we become of those who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we mentioned before, we are still within these blessed days of Ramadan, and more specifically these last 10. For the one who knows the worth of these nights, then there is no way that he is going to let these nights go by without him increasing in some way in his worship and in his actions, by way of which he seeks to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, I'm going to read something from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, yani some words that he gave in Ramadan in some sittings, and as we mentioned before, this is concerning the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr. The Sheikh, he mentions after addressing those who were present, and he said, "Ikhwani, my brothers," he said, "في هذه العشر المباركة ليلة القدر التي شرفه الله على غيرها." Within these blessed 10 nights, there is Laylatul Qadr. That night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sharrafaha, he ennobled this night over others. وَمَنَّ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِجِزِيلِ فَضْلِهَا وَخِيرِهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he favored this ummah with making this night a night that is full of fadl, virtue, and khair. أَشَادَ اللَّهُ بِفَضْلِهَا فِي كِتَابِهِ الْمُبِينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commended and spoke highly of this night and the virtues of this night in his kitab, in the Quran. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Indeed, we sent it, we revealed it في ليلة, in a night, مباركة, in a blessed night. إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ. Indeed, we are ever warning. فِيهَا يُفْرَقْ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Therein, meaning within this night, is decreed every matter of ordainments. أَمْرًا مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. A command from us, إِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. For indeed, we are ever sending of the messengers. رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. A mercy from your Lord, indeed he is السَّمِيعُ, the all-hearing, العليم, the all-knowing. رَبِّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that which is between them, إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. If indeed you are a people who have certainty in faith. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. There is none that has a right to be worshipped except He. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. He gives life and He takes life. رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. And so the Shaykh, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described this night as being mubarakah, as being a blessed night. لِكَثَّرَةِ خَيْرِهَا وَبَرَكَتِهَا وَفَضْلِهَا. Due to the tremendous amount of khair within it, and barakah, and blessings, and fadl, and virtue. فَمِن بَرَكَتِهَا. And so from its blessings, أن هذا القرآن المبارك أنزل فيها. That the Quran was revealed in this month and in this, and more specifically, this night, the night of Qadr, ليلة القدر. نعم. ووصفها سبحانه بأنه يفرق فيها كل أمر حكيم. And Allah described the fact that within this night there is decreed every ordainment. Every ordainment and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for the rest of the year. يعني يفصل أو يفصل من ال من ال أو يفصل من اللوح المحفوظ إلى الكتبة ما هو كائن من أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى في تلك السنة من الأرزاق والآجال والخير والشر وغير ذلك من كل أمر حكيم. The meaning of which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning here is that from the preserved tablet, there is taken from the preserved tablet that which is given to the kataba, to the scribes, those angels that write. Ma huwa kain min amrillah, that which will take place by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi tilka sana, in that year, so in the coming year. من الأرزاق, from provision. والآجال, and from lifespan. نعم. والخير والشر, good and evil. And other than that, from every ordained matter min awamirillah al-muhkama al-mutqana allati laysa fiha khalal wala naqs wala safah wala batil. Na'am, dhalika taqdeer al-aziz al-alim. Na'am, that the Shaykh, he mentions that yani these commands and these ordainments, they are yani the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which are yani clear and precise. Laysa fiha khalal, there is no yani deficiency in that. Wala naqs, na'am, deficiency, no shortcomings. Wala safah, nor is there any foolishness in that, and no falsehood, but rather that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-aziz al-alim, the almighty, the all-knowing. قال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. And that is the surah that most of you are aware of. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Indeed, we revealed it and sent it down, يعني the Quran, في ليلة القدر. In the ليلة القدر, يعني the night of power. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will cause you to know ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. ليلة القدر is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months equates to, does anyone know? 83 years. 83 years and 4 months. نعم. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels, they descend, the angels, تنزل الملائكة والروح. Likewise, Jibreel عليه السلام. روح here referring to Jibreel عليه السلام. نعم. بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. يعني they descend with every command by the permission of their Lord. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. نعم. And that is... there is salam and peace in that night up until the appearance of Fajr. Na'am. Al-Qadr bima'na sharaf. Sheikh, he mentions here that Qadr here with the meaning of sharaf. Yani the meaning of yani being noble, with ta'zeem, and yani magnification, or bima'na taqdeer wal qada'. Likewise, Qadr can come with the meaning of taqdeer, of decree, and ordainment or preordainment. لأن ليلة القدر شريفة عظيمة. Because ليلة القدر is a noble night, a tremendous night. يقدر الله فيها ما يكون من في السنة ويقضي من أوامر من أموره الحكيمة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decrees within this night, he decrees that which will take place within the year, from affairs that will take place, affairs that are full of wisdom. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. يعني في الفضل والشرف وكثرة الثواب والأجر. ولذلك كان من قامها إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. نعم. And that is that this night, or concerning that saying, the ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر, meaning that it is better than 1,000 months. في الفضل, in virtue, والشرف, والشرف, and nobility, وكثرة الثواب, and tremendous reward, a tremendous reward, والأجر. ولذلك كان من قامها إيمانا واحتسابا. And that is why whoever stands that night, as has come in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, من قام ليلة القدر, من قام ليلة القدر, إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Just like the hadith, من صام رمضان, من صام رمضان, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, إيمانا واحتسابا, with إيمان, and hoping for the reward, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. His previous sins are forgiven. His previous sins are forgiven. So this is one wording. من صام رمضان, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan. There's also come, من قام رمضان, whoever stands Ramadan, meaning this stands the nights in prayer. Iman and wahtisabun, with iman, and seek and hoping for the reward. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. His previous sins are forgiven. But there's also come من قام ليلة القدر. من قام ليلة القدر. Whoever stands ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. نعم. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels they descend and likewise الروح. Likewise جبريل عليه السلام. الملائكة عباد من عباد الله. قائمون بعبادة ليلة ونهار. نعم. That the malaika, they are servants from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who worship him in the day and night. نعم. And they are not proud in that worship. They are not proud to turn away from that worship. نعم. يتنزلون في ليلة القدر إلى الأرض بالخير والبركة والرحمة. They descend ليلة القدر to the earth with خير, with baraka, with blessings, and with rahmah, with mercy. والروح هو جبريل عليه السلام. The ruh here is جبريل. That is the angel جبريل عليه السلام. خصه بالذكر لشرفه وفضله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he specifically here mentioned جبريل عليه السلام due to his sharaf, the nobility that he possesses, and likewise his virtue. سلام هي يعني أن ليلة القدر. The ليلة القدر is a ليلة سلام للمؤمنين. It is a peaceful night for the believers. من كل مخوف لكثرة من يعتق فيها من النار. يعني it is a night that is safe, that the believers feel safe and they feel peace from everything that is feared. And due to many being freed from the fire on this night. Now, وَيَسْلَمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. And many are saved from its punishment. حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Up until the appearance of dawn, or fajr. يعني أن ليلة القدر تنتهي بطلوع الفجر. That the night of power, يعني ليلة القدر, it ends with the appearance of dawn, يعني with fajr, when fajr begins. لانتهاء عمل الليل به, due to the night finishing, and نعم, due to the actions of the night ceasing within the night and with fajr appearing. وفي هذه السورة الكريمة فضائل متعددة. So in this surah we have a mention of many virtues. الفضيلة الأولى, the first virtue is أن الله أنزل فيها القرآن الذي به هداية البشر وسعادتهم في الدنيا والآخرة. That's the first virtue within the surah, that we have the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the Quran within this night. نعم. That which is a guidance to mankind, and within it is the سعادة, يعني their happiness in this life and in the next life. The second virtue that is taken is that ما يدل عليه الاستفهام من التفخيم والتعظيم في قوله وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. يعني the saying of Allah, what will cause you to know what is ليلة القدر. That in this is an أسلوب or a manner which comes within the Quran and other than the Quran. استفهام يعني it is a question, or it has come in the form of a question. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will inform you what is لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. يعني that is due to magnifying the affair of لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Likewise, أَنَّهَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. Likewise, أن الملائكة تتنزل فيها وهم لا ينزلون إلا بالخير. That the angels they descend, and they don't descend except with خير and بركة and رحمة. نعم. أنها سلام لكثرة السلامة فيها من العقاب والعذاب بما يقوم به العبد من طاعة الله عز وجل. Likewise, that in this night there is salam. That is salam, and يعني due to the peace that is within this night from iqab, from punishment and adab. Likewise, يعني torment and punishment. due to that which the servant he carries out from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the sixth virtue that the Shaykh he mentions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he revealed a complete surah concerning this night, a surah that is recited until Yawm al-Qiyamah. من فضائل ليلة القدر ما ثبت في الصحيحين من حديث أبو هريرة. Likewise, that which shows to us the virtue or establishes for us some of the virtues of ليلة القدر is that hadith that has come in the صحيحين. The hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من قام ليلة القدر, that hadith that we mentioned before, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That whoever stands ليلة القدر with إيمان and hoping for reward, he will be forgiven his previous sins. As for a wording that you may hear, وما تأخر, and that which comes after, meaning his previous sins, the sins of the previous year and the sins that are to follow, then that is something that is not established and a weak wording of the hadith. But rather, in that which is established is غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, he is forgiven his previous sins. Na'am. And so the Shaykh he mentions that he's saying, meaning the saying of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, يَعْنِي إِيمَانًا بِاللَّهِ, that a person has iman in Allah, وَبِمَا أَعَدَّهُ اللَّهُ وَبِمَا أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ مِنَ الثَّوَابِ لِلْقَائِمِينَ فِيهَا, that a person, he has iman in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared from reward for those who stand within this night. وَاحْتِسَابًا لِلْأَجْرِ وَطَلَبَ الثَّوَابِ, likewise that he hopes and seeks that reward, and he يعني requests and hopes for يعني the ثواب, يعني the reward. وهذا حاصل لمن علم لمن علم بها ومن لم يعلم, لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يشترط العلم بها في حصول هذا الأجر. Meaning that the reward is يعني the person, a person he acquires that reward whether he knows what the reward is or what he يعني or whether he doesn't know. Meaning there's, you could have someone who stands the night of Laylatul Qadr, but he doesn't know the reward that is yani awaiting, or even that which has come in the ahadith. He's not aware. Meaning it's not a condition that a person, he's aware of this tremendous reward. But the matter goes back to actually standing this night, and a person standing with iman, and likewise hoping for reward. Now, Laylatul Qadr fi Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is definitely in Ramadan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the Quran within Ramadan and يعني within this night. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ أَنَّ إِنْزَالَهُ فِي شَحْرِ رَمَضَانَ, and he informed us that يعني he revealed it within the month of Ramadan. قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that is the saying of Allah that we revealed it on Laylatul Qadr. ليلة القدر, وقال شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. فبهذا تعين أن تكون ليلة القدر في رمضان. So this shows to us that ليلة القدر is definitely in Ramadan. وهي موجودة في الأمم, and it was present with the previous nations. ليلة القدر was present with the previous nations. وفي هذه الأمة, likewise in this ummah, إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection. لما روى الإمام أحمد والنسائي عن أبي ذر, due to that which Imam Ahmad and Nisa'i they recorded from Abi Dhar رضي الله عنه أنه قال, that he said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أخبرني عن ليلة القدر, أهي في رمضان أم في غيره. And so he asked, O Messenger of Allah, tell me about Laylatul Qadr. Is it in Ramadan or other than Ramadan? قال بل هي في رمضان. The Messenger of Allah, he said, rather it is in Ramadan. قال تكون مع الأنبياء ما كانوا فإذا قبضوا رفعت أم هي إلى يوم القيامة. And so Abi Dhar, he asked, يعني was it likewise with the previous prophets? يعني Laylatul Qadr. Was it? amongst them as well, and with them, the previous nations, and with the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah. Yani, so long as they were with them, with their people, and present, or was it raised, Laylatul Qadr? Was it raised? Or does it remain until Yawm al-Qiyamah? قال بل هي إلى يوم القيامة. But the Messenger of Allah, he said, rather it is until the day of resurrection. نعم. لكن فضلها وأجرها يختص والله أعلم بهذه الأمة كما اختصت هذه الأمة بفضيلة يوم الجمعة وغيرها من الفضائل ولله الحمد. The Sheikh, he mentions, however, its virtue and its أجر and its reward. Yani, the reward of Laylatul Qadr and its virtue is specific to this ummah. Specific to this ummah, just as this ummah has been specified with Yawm al-Jum'ah and the virtues of Yawm al-Jum'ah and other than that, from the fada'il, from the virtues, and all praise belongs to Allah. Wa Laylatul Qadr fil ashr al-awakhir. And Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 of Ramadan. Due to the statement of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَحَرُّوا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Seek out Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 of Ramadan. And that hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. That is a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. وَهِيَ فِي الْأَوْتَارِ أَقْرَبْ مِنَ الْأَشْفَاعِ لِقَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَحَرُّوا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. The Sheikh, he mentions that it is closer to being in Laylatul Qadr, it is closer to it being in the odd nights. In the odd nights, than the ashfa', than the even nights. And that is due to the statement of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, seek out Laylatul Qadr fil witr, in the odd night. In the odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that was recorded by Al-Bukhari. وَهِيَ فِي السَّبَعَ الْأَوَاخِرِ أَقْرَبٍ. Likewise, it is closer to being in the last seven. In the last seven. The last seven nights of Ramadan. لحديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. Due to the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. أَنَّ رِجَالًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That there were a group of men from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were shown in a dream, that Laylatul Qadr is in the last seven nights. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and so the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت. And this were there were a number of men who saw the same dream. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said that I see that your dreams, all of you individually, have all agreed together. يعني في السبع الأواخر فمن كان متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. And so whoever seeks out يعني ليلة القدر, then let him seek it out in the last seven. The last seven. متفق عليه. That hadith likewise is recorded in the Sahihain of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And from Imam Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Iltamisuha fil ashr al-awakhir." Seek it out in the last 10. Fa in dha'ifa ahadukum aw ajiz fala yughlabannahu ala sab' al-abawaqi. Na'am. So here the messenger of Allah, he said that if one of you gets weak, or he's unable, then don't let him become weak and unable as it relates to the last seven nights. Now, وأقرب أوتار السبع الأواخر ليلة السبع وعشرين. And the closest of those last seven is the 27th. The 27th night. And that is due to the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu. And he said, وَاللَّهُ لَأَعْلَمُ أَيُّ لَيْلَةٍ هِيَ اللَّيْلَةِ التي أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقيامها هي ليلة السبع وعشرين. He said, by Allah, I know and I'm aware of which night the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to stand, and that was the 27th night, رواه مسلم. That hadith was recorded by Imam Muslim. Now, and so the Sheikh, he mentions here now, he says, وَلَا تَخْتَصُّ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ بِلَيْلَةٍ مُعِينَةٍ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَعْوَامِ بَلْ تَنْتَقِلْ فَتَكُونْ فِي عَامْ لَيْلَةَ 27 مثلاً. So the Sheikh, he mentions that لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ is not restricted to a specific night. It's not restricted to a specific night. In all of the years, meaning it moves. Laylatul Qadr, it moves. فتكون في عام, so in a particular year, it is Layla 27. It is the 27th night, one particular year. Then في عام آخر, in another year, it is the 25th night. تبعا لمشيئة الله وحكمته. And that goes back to the will of Allah and His hikmah. Now, and then the Sheikh, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the knowledge of this night, He made it, unknown. He made it unknown, and He hid this knowledge from His servants, rahmatan bihim, يعني as a mercy to them, so that they increase in their worship, and that they seek it out, and that they seek it out throughout all of these virtuous nights. يعني with salah and with dhikr and with du'a, فَيَزْدَادُ قُرْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَثَوَابًا. And so they increase in coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and يعني that they increase in their reward. وَأَخْفَاهَا اختبارا لهم أيضا ليتبين بذلك من كان جادا في طلبها حريصا عليها ممن كان كسلان متحاونا. And likewise, Allah, He hid the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr, and when exactly Laylatul Qadr is, He hid that اختبارا, as a test to see who is jad, يعني who is serious in seeking it out, in seeking out this night. حَرِيسًا عَلَيْهَا, one who one who strives for it. مِمَّنْ كَانَ كَسْلًا وَمَتُحَاوِيًا. نعم. And that is to distinguish between the one who is serious from the one who is lazy, and the one who is neglectful. نعم. فَإِنَّ مَنْ حَرْسَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ جَدَّ فِي طَلَبِهِ وَهَانَ عَلَيْهِ التَّعْبِ. But indeed, the one who strives, and the one who is serious, the one who strives towards something, he is serious. He is serious in seeking that thing out, and the ta'ab becomes easy upon him. That hardship and that difficulty becomes easy upon him. Now, and so the Shaykh, he mentions then towards the end, he says that it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reveals something to His servants by way of signs, the signs of Laylatul Qadr. And then he mentions here that the Messenger of Allah, he saw from its signs that that when he prostrated after Fajr, he prostrated في ماء وطين فنزل المطر في تلك الليلة فسجد في صلاة الصبح في ماء وطين. That there is rain. There is rain in that night. And likewise, from the signs that I mentioned, is that there is like a full moon, a bright moon on Laylatul Qadr. And likewise, that the temperature of the night is a temperature that is, anyone know? Mild, in between mild. Yani it is not hot, neither is it cold. Naam. And likewise, that which the scholars, they mentioned that the sun it rises in the morning without rays. And you don't see the usual rays, the rays of the sun. These are some of the signs that are mentioned concerning Laylatul Qadr. The Shaykh also, he mentions, just to finish, he mentions also that which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that which he would do in these 10 nights. And he mentions that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he would yajtahid bil amal fiha. He would strive, he would increase, he would strive and increase within these 10 nights more than other nights. So we have in the Sahih of Imam Muslim from Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet كان يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. He would strive more in these 10 nights than he would strive in other than these 10 nights. And in the Sahihain likewise, we have that she mentioned likewise from Aisha radiallahu anha that she mentioned that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرَ, whenever the 10 would enter the 10 nights, شَدَّ مِئْزَرُ, أو شَدَّ مِئْزَرَ, وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَ, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, that he would, يعني, he would tighten his waist garment, and he would spend the night awake. He would spend the night awake, he wouldn't sleep. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would wake, he would wake up his family, he would wake them up. And in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, likewise from her, that the Messenger of Allah كان يخلق العشرين بصلاة ونوم. In the first 20 nights of Ramadan, he would combine between prayer and sleep. However, when the last 10 would come, he would roll up his waist garment, and he would tighten his waist garment, and he would يعني, spend the night awake, يعني, in worship and in ijtihad. Now, so in these hadith we have a proof concerning the virtues of these 10, because the Messenger of Allah, he would strive within them more than he would strive in the other months and the other days. And this, it comprises of ijtihad fi jami' anwa' al-ibadah. It's not just prayer. But rather, this ijtihad and this striving comprises of all types of worship, from salah, from Qur'an, yani the reading of Qur'an, reciting of Qur'an, dhikr, sadaqah, wa ghayriha, giving it charity, and other than that. Because the Messenger of Allah, he would tighten his waist garment, يعني يعتزل نساءه, يعني he would stay away. This is an expression to mean that he would stay away from, يعني from women. He would stay away from his wives. لِيَتَفَرَّغْ لِلصَّلَاةِ وَالذِّكْرِ, so that he may, يعني, confine himself to salah and dhikr. And likewise, because the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would spend the night awake in standing and reading Quran and dhikr with his heart and with his tongue and يعني, with the rest of the parts of his body. Due to the يعني, virtues of this night and the great station of this night, the seeking out this night, يعني, that which we, you know, the hadith we mentioned a number of times now, the hadith, whoever stands the night of Laylatul Qadr, إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And the apparent meaning of this hadith, or that which is apparent from this hadith, is that the Messenger of Allah, he would spend the whole night in worship. Spend the whole night with those actions of worship that the Shaykh he already mentioned. And that includes a suhoor. Likewise, وَبِهَذَا يَحْسُلُ الْجَمْعَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا فِي صَحِيْهِ مُسْلِمٍ. يعني, with this we can reconcile between this and that which has come in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها, where she said, ما أعلمه صلى الله عليه وسلم قام ليلة حتى الصباح. That she mentioned that I am not aware of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I don't know of him, yani standing the whole night up until sabah, up until the morning. And so here, yani there seems to be somewhat of a contradiction that we have in the other hadith that she mentioned, that he yani spent the whole night. He didn't sleep. He spent the whole night in worship. But here we have in this hadith from Aisha, likewise, that she wasn't aware of him standing the whole night until the morning. She wasn't aware of him doing this, and she never knew this from him. However, the Sheikh, he mentions that Ihya al-Layl, yani given, literally it means to give life to the night. But what it refers to is yani staying away the whole night. The Sheikh, he mentions Ihya al-Layl al-Thabit fi al-Ashr yakun bil-Qiyam wa ghayrih. Yani how we can reconcile between these two hadith is that the Ihya al-Layl, it means that a person, yani he stands within this night, but not just stands, but rather he comes with the various actions of worship. And so with that, yani the Ihya al-Layl is not specific to standing only. It's not specific to standing only. Na'am. And likewise, the Sheikh then he mentions yani that which is befitting upon a person is that he wakes up his family. He wakes up his family, that they pray, and likewise that they make dhikr and come with the various actions of worship in order to yani take full advantage of these nights and to try and seek out this Laylatul Qadr. Because indeed, the Sheikh mentions it is Fursatul Umar. It is once in a lifetime opportunity. It is once in a lifetime opportunity for indeed a person. He doesn't know whether he will actually reach this Layla again. فلا ينبغي للمؤمن العاقل أن يفوت هذه الفرصة الثمينة. يعني it is not befitting that the intelligent believer, that he allows this opportunity, this valuable opportunity, this precious opportunity, yeah, he allows it to pass him by, and his family likewise. And what are yani these nights except for layalin ma'dudah, yani a small number of nights by way of which a person yani he may reach by way of it nafha min nafahat al mawla, that yani he may by way of this he may yani reach by way of it, and yani meet by way of it breath of air, yani a fursa, an opportunity from the opportunities given to him by al-mawla, yani by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فتكون سعادة له في الدنيا والآخرة. And so by way of it, it becomes a means of happiness and bliss for him in this life and in the next life. وإنه لمن الحرمان العظيم والخسارة الفادحة أن ترى كثيرا من المسلمين يمضون هذه الأوقات الثمينة فيما لا ينفعهم. And the Sheikh, he mentions that it is a great deprivation, and a grave loss. خسارة الفادحة. Yani a grave loss that you see many from the Muslims, that they allow these times to go by, these precious times to go by, and they indulge in that which does not benefit them. And so they spend most of the night awake, indulged in yani false speech and yani amusement and so on. But when the time for qiyam comes, the time for qiyam, standing, and hatta salatul fajr, that you find that they are too tired, and yani they sleep through the prayer, and they sleep through yani this virtuous time. Now, so the Sheikh, he mentions that this no doubt is from the tala'ab of shaitan playing with them, and his plot against them, yani to turn them away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the sabil of Allah. And the Sheikh, he then mentioned the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultanun illa man ittaba'aka min al-ghawin. Indeed, my servants, you don't have any authority over them, yani the shaitan, He has no authority over them. إلا من اتبعك من الغاوين. Except those who follow you. Except those who يعني go astray. Except those who follow you. Those who have gone astray. نعم. والعاقل لا يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله. And the one who is wise, he doesn't take شيطان as a protector and a guardian. يعني over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the fact that he is aware of his enmity towards him. But indeed, that يعني, negates al-aql. It negates the intellect and iman. قال الله تعالى أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتُهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوْ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا يعني, do you take him and his offspring, the offspring of الشيطان, as awliya, as guardians and protectors besides me? وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوْ And they are يعني, an enemy to you. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا What an evil exchange for the ظالمين and those who are oppressors. Na'am. And so the Shaykh, he mentions likewise from the khasa'is of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in these last 10 nights is al-i'tiqaf. Al-i'tiqaf, that a person, he makes i'tiqaf in the masjid, that he يعني confines himself to the masjid, and al-i'tiqaf is luzum al-masjid, is that, that a person, he confines himself to the masjid, and that is so that he يعني, can spend his time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is something which is from the sunan al-thabita, the well-established sunan from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In like يعني, it is established in the kitab, likewise in the book of Allah. وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاقِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ As Allah, He says, and do not يعني, have relations with them and come near to them, to the women. وَأَنْتُمْ عَاقِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ Whilst you are confined to the masajid. Now, and so the Shaykh, he mentions that the Prophet ﷺ, he performed the i'tiqaf, likewise his companions with him, and likewise his wives. And as is come in the narration that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he made i'tiqaf at the beginning in the first 10 nights of Ramadan, or first 10 days of Ramadan, and then in the middle, and then in the middle. And then he was informed that Laylatul Qadr, يعني, it is more closer to it being in the last 10, and so then he performed the i'tiqaf in the last 10. Na'am. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَعْتَقِفْ فَلْيَعْتَقِفْ And so whoever يعني, loves to perform the i'tiqaf, let him do so, let him perform the i'tiqaf. Na'am. Na'am. The Shaykh then, he mentions some more rulings concerning the i'tiqaf. Na'am. The Shaykh, he mentions that there was a particular year wherein the Messenger of Allah, he made i'tiqaf. However, he made i'tiqaf for 20 nights. He made i'tiqaf for 20 nights. Na'am. The reason behind that, as we know, that which is well known to most of us, is that i'tiqaf is performed in the last ten, and for 10 nights. However, there is no specific limit or يعني, days that a person has to perform this i'tiqaf. Rather, the scholars, they mention, يعني, it is whatever a person intends. If a person intends to make i'tiqaf for 10 days, then he can do so. If he intends 7 days, he can do so. 3 days, even a day, or even a sa'ah, even an hour, as the scholars have mentioned. Yani, this is all i'tiqaf. I'tiqaf is that a person, he confines himself to the masjid. So even if that is for an hour, then that is likewise i'tiqaf. However, we have here the Shaykh mentioning that in a particular year, the Messenger of Allah, he made i'tiqaf for 20 days. But the reason behind that is that there was a year in which the Messenger of Allah did not perform the i'tiqaf, and so the year after, he made up for that year which he missed, and so he made i'tiqaf for 20 days. Now, then the Shaykh, he mentions the maqsood of the i'tiqaf and the intent of the i'tiqaf. Perhaps we will save that for يعني later on tonight after Taraweeh, so after Taraweeh in the masjid. We'll suffice with that. If there's any questions concerning that which we mentioned today, concerning Laylatul Qadr, concerning these last 10, maybe we have a few minutes for that, inshallah ta'ala.
Can we?
Weather's much colder in Bradford, by the way. Now,
can we do that? And if we miss some days in 1 year, can we use the next year to do extra more than 10 days of itikaf?
As the scholars have mentioned, there's no specific amount. There's no specific amount. I mean, if you mean by way of the, that question, yani the due to the action of the Messenger of Allah, then wallahu a'lam, the scholars they don't say that there's a specific amount. That there's a minimum or a maximum. But rather, it comes back to a person what he intends. So even if a person one particular year he didn't perform the itiqaf, then there's nothing upon him. It's not that he has to make that up. But this is something which the scholars do mention. It's from the khasa'is of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that which is well known is that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he would perform an action, then he would love to continue with that action. He would love to continue and establish that action. Now, but itiqaf itself is not something which is wajib. Even if a person he begins at itiqaf, and so he goes into the masjid and he says, I'm gonna spend the 10 nights, or the last 10 nights, doing itiqaf. He goes in. 3 days later, he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I don't know if I can do this. And he goes. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do it because it's not wajib. It's not wajib upon him. It's not wajib upon him to finish it. But rather, he can leave. Except for if he vowed, took an oath, and said that I'm going to spend, he swears by Allah, or he says that I will do such and such, yani if Allah blesses me with such and such, I'm going to spend the last 10 nights of Ramadan performing the itiqaf in the masjid. In this situation now, he has to do so, and it's a wajib upon him to finish. Now, the scholars have mentioned that which seems to be the common explanation of the scholars, majority of them, is that the revelation of the Quran began, meaning the first ayat, and as we know, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq, and this was revealed in Ramadan. And so the revelation of it began within Ramadan, and in Ramadan, but then it continued يعني, outside of Ramadan and over the years. However, from the scholars, those who say that that it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's Lawh al-Mahfuz, all of it, the preserved tablet, in Ramadan, all of it together. And then the Quran from the Lawh al-Mahfuz was then conveyed to the Messenger of Allah through Jibreel throughout the years. Now, so you're talking about the one who vows. Sheikh Ibn Thamin, he does talk about this. He says that if a person, he makes an intent, and he goes in, then he realizes, he's got some things that he needs to see to, or he finds it difficult and he leaves. Then the Sheikh, he mentions that if a person he wants to go back, he's able to do that, because the origin of it is that it's something which is sunnah, something which is not wajib. He doesn't have to finish it. However, no doubt, a person, it is better for him that he makes the tawasul, and he doesn't separate his i'tiqaf. He doesn't come in for a few days and go out and then come back, and then because he's It goes against the very nature of the intent of the i'tiqaf. Of the i'tiqaf. Yeah, and a person, once he's decided, yeah, and he stays within the masjid. And he doesn't go out, he doesn't go back for a few days, go home for a few days and then come back again. Nah. However, if it's as the scholars they mentioned, if there's a need, such as a person, he gets sick, or for example, he wants to visit a sick relative, or he wants to pray a janazah over a relative and so on, then for this these types of situations here, the scholars they mention that if he places it as a condition upon himself, that he knew that the janazah of so-and-so person was going to take place, just before him entering itiqaf, that in two days' time, for example, they were going to pray over so-and-so person, that he wanted to attend the janazah, then he's able to do that. He can leave for that. As for if he didn't make it a condition upon himself, and he wasn't aware of it at the time, and then the janazah takes place. Many of the scholars, they mentioned that because the origin of the janazah or visiting the sick and so on, that it is not wajib, but fard kifaya. It is obligatory upon a number of the believers, not all of them. So some of the scholars said that he shouldn't go out. He shouldn't go out to pray the janazah and so on. However, Sheikh Al-Tamin, he mentions that if the deceased is a relative, and if he wasn't to go and perform the janazah or visit him if he's sick, if this will lead to some mafsada, some harm, some evil, and the cutting off of ties and so on, then this is a legitimate reason for him to leave the masjid. He can go and pray salatul janazah or visit the sick. Now, so for the likes of these reasons, a person can leave and they come back. Now. Yeah, we'll suffice with that.